Mitchell Visser, assistant coach with the Old Grizzlies.
Mitch, again, we've got through the season opening weekend, three games into the season here. Obviously, the preseason went very well. The opening weekend, you know, not what you guys had hoped for, but what's been the message since Tuesday in practice for the team and, you know, trying to keep energy and positive vibes up high?
Yeah, not what we'd hoped for, but there was a lot of positives in those games, and just trying to keep the messaging positive right now. It's a younger group, so... just getting through some growing pains, and it was a good week of practice, and we got out in the park and did some team building stuff. So the vibe was good this week, and I'm looking forward to the games this weekend.
You bet. And again, as we touched on in the preseason, you guys are working with the iPads on the bench. So, you know, in live action in the preseason and the regular season, you know, how have you felt those new interactions have you know, been working for you guys?
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm still kind of working out the kinks and stuff, and Rainin, our tech guy there, he's helping us there with up top there. He kind of clips certain plays and stuff, and then some of the players are asking to see certain plays and just stuff that they don't get to see in the fast play, right? So it's good, and it's awesome. Yeah,
you bet. As you look back on your playing days when things, you know, weren't going well, what were some things that maybe you guys tried to incorporate in practice, you know, to get goal scorers some confidence and get goalies and defense, you know, some confidence in their ability to defend?
Yeah, I think, honestly, it's just lots of reps. Like, you just gotta stay consistent with practice and that sort of thing. But on the other side of it, too, is just to get away from the get away from hockey, and that's what we kind of did there on Wednesday. There we went out in the park and just got some sun, and it's a newer group, right? So we need to kind of bond and stuff. So it was good. So yeah,
excellent. So the homestand will continue tonight. You had Riley Peterson make his debut the other night. He'll be in there with another player making his debut for this season in Jordan St. Louis, and then Dexter Materi. You know, what when you look at those three players, you know, makes it seem like those guys are going to be a good unit together?
Yeah, there's just a ton of skill and a ton of hockey IQ on that line. PD obviously brings a ton of size and kind of creates less space out there for the other team, but he's got a ton of skill. And then St. Louis has just got a ton of speed and skill. I'm really excited for how all three of them are going to, like, kind of gel together. I feel like they're going to find Dex, and Dex has just got a lethal shot that I think it's going to work well together.
You bet. So we'll see how those guys do tonight. St. Louis obviously had a couple chances to get up with the Grizzlies last season. What do you remember from his debuts in his first three games, which were all on the road last year?
Yeah, it was good for him to get in those games. And from what I saw is this, he makes, like, for being a 15-year-old and coming up, and he was just making plays, and, like, he got on the board there, and just a ton of skill like that. He's got a lot of potential, and it's going to be exciting to kind of see where he ends up in the next couple of years. So yeah, really excited for Jordan.
You bet. On defense, obviously, Ryan Moldy's come in and played a lot of minutes. Brody Martin continues to, you know, develop very quickly here as a younger player, but, you know, making contributions. And now you're going to have a new one in Boskaya join them on the back end here tonight as well. So when you look at the way the defense is starting to shape up, what do you think of that unit?
Yeah, I think it's a younger group still, right? But a lot of growing pains, but... there's a lot of positives from the games that you can pull from, and in practice they're looking really good. And Boz, we like to call him, he looked really good in the morning skate this morning, so I'm excited for him tonight to see what he can do.
Yeah, you bet. Rhett Miller, a player that, you know, is gaining similar experience to what you did playing for both the Mountain View Colts and the hometown team here. Of course, he has other AJHL experience in other markets as well. But, you know, what's your relationship been like with Rhett, and what does he bring to the team this season?
Yeah, Rhett's been huge for our group off the get-go here. And it's awesome. I kind of see some of me in him, and we're very different in some ways too. But I'm just so happy for Rhett. I just can't say enough good things about him. Like, he's just such a good kid, and the way he plays, that I feel like that's the embodiment of small town Olds, is the grittiness and the skill and the ability to put the puck in the net still. So yeah, I just can't say enough good things about Rhett. I'm just super happy that he's here with us.
Excellent. And the last one, the Bonneville Pontiacs. Last year, you guys were 3-1 against them. You had a overtime win and a shootout win against them here in Olds. They've obviously made some changes this week as well, and have a coach that was in the league a while back rejoining them as well. So what are your expectations for what you're going to see on the other side tonight?
Yeah, I feel like it's going to probably be a physical game. They got a bigger group over there. But yeah, I think it's kind of, we're gonna feel each other out and just kind of see where things go.
Excellent. Well, keep her going, Mitch. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.